Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today, Pastor Steve begins a new series on wisdom. Today's message is part one of The Priceless Gift of Wisdom. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Wisdom is one of the most priceless gifts that we can possess. Yet so little is mentioned about this attribute and gift from God. Wisdom is the key to unlocking God's storehouse of blessings that are waiting for us. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 2, it states that obedience is the door to God's blessing. Well, if obedience is the doorway to God's blessing, then wisdom is the key that unlocks that door. Now, let me just read a few of those blessings that are mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you in seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hands. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. In addition to these blessings that I've mentioned, wisdom will bring us happiness, a long life, success, and financial security. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 16 says. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things desired are not to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, confirm that wisdom will bring both spiritual and material promotion to our lives. Let's all turn there to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. You see, wisdom not only brings spiritual promotion, but natural promotion to our lives. It states, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will give to your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory will she deliver to thee. It states here in verse 9, she will give to your head an ornament of grace. Grace means favor. So wisdom brings favor from God and favor from man. Many of us have not received this type of biblical success because we do not possess the wisdom we need to obtain it. Now, what is wisdom? The Bible describes two types of wisdom: godly wisdom and earthly wisdom. We are more acquainted with earthly wisdom. Most people in our world make decisions and choices based upon their own reasoning and desires. They are ruled by their emotions and their senses. James chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 describes earthly wisdom for us. Earthly wisdom often leads to improper choices, conflicts, inappropriate behavior, and confusion. Listen to what the scripture says. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. God states that earthly wisdom is foolish and worthless. Find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. It states, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are simply vain." This is not the type of the wisdom that we'll be discussing tonight. We will be discussing godly wisdom. So let me begin by giving you a definition of godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is the mind of God revealed. It is the spiritual and natural application of knowledge. It provides discernment and special insight obtained from God and understanding biblical principles. How may we obtain that type of wisdom? Well, wisdom is a gift from God, and it is only for the righteous. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6 states. It says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous." Now, if you're righteous, you can receive God's wisdom. So if you're seeking wisdom, the next thing you must do is ask for it. In James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, we see that we receive godly wisdom by asking for it in faith. That scripture states, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him." And then the scripture goes on to talk about faith. Whenever we ask God for something, we must ask with the expectation of receiving. Jesus said, "For everyone who asks, they shall receive. For everyone who seeks, they shall find. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be open." But when Jesus was saying that, he was talking to people who expected God to give them an answer. If you do not expect God to answer your prayers, then you're wasting your time by praying. Because in one portion of scripture, God says, "As surely as I've heard you speak with your lips, I will do for you." Now remember this, God is not just looking at what you say, he's looking into your heart. The Bible says man looks at the outward appearance, but God is always looking in the heart. So God is not just listening to your prayers, he's looking in your heart for faith. Listen to what verse 6 of James 1 states, "But let him ask in faith, not wavering." See, there are many people who do not receive the answers to their prayers because when they ask, they waver. Some people say, "Well, I'm really not sure this is the will of God, or God wants me to have that. I'm not sure what the scripture really teaches about this subject. So when I pray, I'm just not quite sure that this is something that I'm going to receive." Well, if you say that, you won't receive it. The Bible says, whenever we ask God for something, let us ask him in faith, not wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Do not let that person think that they will receive anything from God. So when we come to God and we ask the Lord for wisdom, then we need to believe that God is going to grant us godly wisdom. The Bible tells us that if we lack wisdom, if we ask God, he will liberally give it to us. So expect that. Now let us examine the life of a few individuals in the scriptures who were called wise and see the effect that wisdom had upon their lives. The first person we're going to talk about is Joseph. And in the life of Joseph, we will see seven rewards of wisdom. Now, in Joseph's case, godly wisdom not only preserved his family, but the entire nation. So the first reward of wisdom that I want to mention to you is wisdom will deliver you from bondage. In Genesis chapter 39, we see that even though Joseph was sold into slavery, because God had given him wisdom, he was able to rise above his circumstances. In Genesis chapter 39, it states in verse 1, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him out of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down." Verse 2 goes on to say, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man." Now imagine this, he is going into Egypt as a slave. And yet the Bible tells us that Joseph was a prosperous man. You know, often we look at our circumstances on the job and we say, it's impossible for me to deal with that boss. It's impossible for me to deal with that group and think that I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to get promoted. I'm going to get the recognition that I deserve because of such a hard environment. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that there's no environment that can deny you the blessings of God on your life if you possess wisdom.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's a special thought from Pastor Steve that I believe will encourage your heart and strengthen your walk with the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. And over the next few weeks, I will be teaching messages about wisdom, direction, and your destiny. The reason so few achieve their full potential is because they do not embrace the importance of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the Bible states, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her." You need wisdom, and that's the wisdom of God I'm talking about, to support your purpose. Keep listening as we discuss the importance of wisdom.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, for that encouraging reminder. If you'd like to hear this message again or learn more about the ministry of A Place to Grow, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. You'll also find information about Spirit Life Church and opportunities to worship with us. We'd love to welcome you. Now let's get back into today's message.
There's no environment that can deny you the blessings of God on your life if you possess wisdom. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Notice that the Holy Spirit clarifies every point to us for us to realize the significance of how wisdom will bring us to the top and bring promotion to our life. The Bible says that Joseph was a prosperous man. Where was he prosperous? In the house of his master, the Egyptian. So don't think that you're limited to your environment when it comes to promotion, when it comes to getting ahead. That's not true. The only thing you need is wisdom to succeed. It goes on to say, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his entire house, and all that he had, he put into Joseph's hands." Wisdom will cause you to find favor. Even though Joseph was a slave, because of the wisdom God had given him, he found favor with his master. Even though Joseph was a slave, because of the wisdom God had given him, he found favor with his master. So it's important for you to realize that with the wisdom of God, you can and will succeed regardless of your circumstances. Now, it's important for you also to remember to watch what you say. I know sometimes when you go into a place of business, there are other employees there who will give you the lowdown and tell you that it's impossible to get ahead here, it's impossible to do this or to do that, and they formulated their own opinions. Do not formulate your opinion from the opinions of others. Instead, rely on the Word of God, because the Bible says that you're blessed. Regardless of your circumstance, remember, you're blessed. The Bible says you're blessed going in and you're blessed going out. The Bible says you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the country. The Bible says that God has blessed the work of your hands. So do not allow an individual's opinion to stop you from receiving all that God has for your life. Remember this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you speak anything in your place of business, let it always be something positive, something that glorifies God, and something that is in line and in keeping with the blessing that God has stamped upon your life. Now, wisdom will cause you to interpret a situation clearly when others are baffled. Have you ever been in a situation where the boss was looking for an answer and everyone else was quiet, and all of a sudden that answer came to your mind? That's because God gives us wisdom when we ask for it. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 41 that Pharaoh had a disturbing dream and none of his wise men could interpret it. So Joseph was released from prison to give advice in the matter. That's right. Joseph, in the house of Potiphar, his master, was promoted to being over all that he possessed. But just like the enemy, Potiphar's wife came to take away and steal all that God had blessed him with. And let me say this to you, your character will always be tested in regards to the gifts that God gives you. People do not fail because of their giftings. People fail because of their character. Often, an individual's character is not strong enough to carry the weight of the giftings and the call of God on their lives. We see it in presidents, we see it in pastors, we see it in world leaders, that even though they're brilliant using their gifts of leadership, their lives are totally immoral and corrupt. So God is always concerned about developing your character. And yes, when God has given you wisdom, always count on the fact that your character is going to be tested. Joseph's character was tested. Even though God had promoted him in the house, there was an opportunity for him to sin and for no one to know about it except for him, the woman, and God. But Joseph refused to disobey God. He refused to betray his master and his master's trust. And let me say something to you. Even when you do the right thing, it may not necessarily produce a good result. Because the Bible tells us that Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph and he was sent to prison. Can you imagine being sent to prison for something that you did not do? Joseph went to prison and he endured the prison time. One of the most tragic feelings in life is to be tried and convicted for a crime that you have not committed. Because where's the justice? You feel all alone. Joseph could have felt that God had left him. But the Bible tells us that the wisdom that God had given Joseph sustained him even in the prison. Because the head of the prisoners saw that gift of wisdom in Joseph, and the Bible says that he began to give Joseph the leadership and the authority over the prisoners until it came time that his gifting rose so high in that jailhouse that the guard over the prisoners gave him all the authority over the prison. You see, once again, regardless of your circumstances, wisdom will bring you success. You know, often circumstances that seem to be baffling to us and seem to be tragic to us, seem to be unfair, are simply circumstances where God is positioning us for promotion in our lives. We cannot understand it at the time. All we can see are the circumstances that surround it. All we know is that we're innocent. All we know is that this is not fair. Why is this happening to me? I've been overlooked once again for a promotion. I do all the work. He gets all the credit. It's totally not fair. But often God is simply positioning us for a promotion or the next level of advancement in our lives. You see, because if Joseph had never gone to prison, he would have never found himself in the palace of Pharaoh. You see, when Pharaoh had the dream, the servant of Pharaoh remembered that Joseph had interpreted his dream in the prison. And Pharaoh went and brought him out. And when everyone else was confused about the dream, the Bible tells us that Joseph was able to interpret it because of the wisdom that God had given him. Genesis chapter 41 and 29, Joseph begins to explain the dream. He says, "Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine which will follow, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." Now, I want to mention to you once again, all you need is wisdom. Regardless of your circumstances, God is simply setting you up and redirecting you where He wants you to be for your promotion.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was titled, "The Priceless Gift of Wisdom." This is part one. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you.
You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.